And we're joined now by Tim Alcorn of WEOL Elyria and a great affiliate for the Columbus Blue Jackets. You're here on affiliate night. How have you enjoyed the game so far?
I'll tell you what, this has been a terrific contest. It was good to see the Jackets get a couple of goals there in the second period. It's going to be an interesting final 20 minutes, no doubt about that.
It certainly will. WEOL carries the flag for the Jackets up in Elyria. Cleveland's kind of a strange bird as a hockey market. There was an NHL team briefly. They've had minor league hockey. High school hockey is big there. They haven't had an NHL team, obviously, in a long time, but how important is the game of hockey in Northeast Ohio?
I'll tell you what, with the Monsters now being the Blue Jackets' top affiliate, it has really energized the fan base in Northeast Ohio. That has just been tremendous because now these guys are going up and down that I-71 corridor. It is just sensational. And as you mentioned, high school hockey in our area has really grown in the past 10 to 15 years. So hockey has really become a big sport in Northeast Ohio. And as I said, with the Monsters now being affiliated with the Blue Jackets, it has really strengthened that fan base.
Now, WEOL carries a lot of sports. You've also got, you know, the national programming in the early part of the day and midday, but local programming in the morning as well. How important is that local programming to any radio station?
Well, it's funny you ask that because we do have a local morning show from 7 until 9. And then this week, starting on Thursday, a gentleman who used to work with the Columbus Blue Jackets by the name of Matt Douglas. Matt, along with Bull Barch, who was the voice of the Lake Erie Crushers, a Frontier League team out of Avon, Ohio. Bull and Matt are going to be starting a brand new live afternoon program on WEOL. We're really excited about it. And I know Matt Douglas, being a Blue Jacket diehard, he's going to be talking a lot about the Blue Jackets between 3 and 6. So local programming is huge for a station like ourselves, immersed in Lorain, Medina County area, a ton of high school sports covering those teams, local news, local topics. It's big for us. That's a great question.
Well, and I was going to bring that up because Andy Barch is a buddy of mine from way back. We went to school together and had our weekly show on at Bowling Green, and a great sports mind. I know he spent a lot of time there in Northeast Ohio with Notre Dame College and with the Crushers, as you mentioned. So it's exciting for me to hear that he's going to be on there. I know for the people there as well, they're really looking forward to it.
They sure are. And we think Bull and Matt are going to make a great tandem. They had never met until they went through the interview process. And as we kind of went through it, we thought, you know what? We got Bull Barch. We got Matt Douglas. Let's team these guys up because we think it's going to be a heck of a show to put those two voices and those two minds together. So the name of the show actually is going to be Bull's Eye on the Afternoon. So we'll have a lot of fun with that. But, again, we're really looking forward to that. It starts on Thursday. Thanks for the plug, bud.
Absolutely. Speaking of having fun, I know that you got the opportunity of a lifetime this past baseball season. Tom Hamilton, Jim Rosenhaus, the voices of the Cleveland Indians, were both unavailable, and you were tabbed for the call to call that game for the Indians. What was that like for you?
As you just said, it was the thrill of a lifetime. And to be able to sit in Tom Hamilton's seat in the press box at Progressive Field and call that game, it's a Sunday afternoon that I'll remember forever. Indians lost a ball game 6-0 to the New York Mets, but you know what? In early November, they were playing in the World Series, and I now look back on that and say, hey, I called an American League championship team. I called a team that made it to the World Series. They may have lost that afternoon, but it was such a thrill, and I was so honored that the Indians reached out to me to call that ball game. I was stunned when Curtis Danberg dialed me up. I thought it was a practical joke for a minute or two, but he said, no, Tim, I'm serious, so we want you to step in. And both Rosie and Hammy have said they'd like you to step in, and so it was a thrill of a lifetime. You coined it. It was just something I'll never, ever forget.
Talking about all the sports that they go on in Cleveland, one that's near and dear to my heart and one that you talk about weekly on your station, high school wrestling. Hockey and wrestling are similar in that the toughness of the athletes is paramount to their sport. How much does that play into the fact that both of those sports are well appreciated in a blue-collar area like Northeast Ohio?
The one thing that I've learned about wrestling and covering it the past few years for the radio station is the passionate fan base that it has. I mean, those who follow wrestling, they don't just check the paper now and then. I mean, they are wholeheartedly into it. And as you said, in a blue-collar area, like Lorain and Medina County, which we are covering as far as WEOL is concerned. Those are tough, hard-nosed kids. They get down and they battle it out on the mat. And obviously that mindset that they have from growing up and just being around those type of blue-collar people, it plays itself out. But, boy, I don't know as far as a fan base if I've encountered a more passionate fan base than wrestling has. It is unbelievable.
Now, I did some research. I knew you were coming on here. Talked to Andy Barsh a little bit. He tells me that you're a man that loves pie. So if you had to choose between cherry blueberry, what's the go-to?
Now, I'm a blueberry pie guy. Now, if you throw some crumbs on it, if you do the crumb pie, I can do either blueberry crumb or cherry crumb. But if you really made me choose, I'm a blueberry guy.
Always good to have those tidbits, and that's why we do our research when we got a guest coming on. Tim Alcorn, WEOL area, thanks for being with us.
Hey, it was great to be on here. And again, WEOL, thrilled to be on the Blue Jackets Radio Network. I'll tell you what, the job that Bob McElliott does, phenomenal. We love having you guys on.